Open your Bibles for a few moments tonight to Psalm chapter 66. And you said it also in one of the songs tonight that we are his witnesses. And Psalm chapter 66, and you can remain seated. And it says these words in the book of Psalms, chapter 66, and verses number 16 to 20. And it says this, "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me." Of all the years that the Lord has been good to us, we've had good days, we've had bad days, just like anybody else anyways. And I can remember one time my dad called me. We were coming Saturday night from a preaching point, and we came home, and the landline phone rang. We didn't have cell phones back in those days anyways. And he said, "Son, you're alive." And I said, "Yes, Dad, I'm alive." "Well, what happened?" He heard from the international news here in Brazil that a town that started with C, which was Cubatão, which is all the way down to São Paulo, 3,500 miles away from us. And we heard that town city was blown off the map. I said, "Dad, that was 3,500 miles away. And that has nothing to do with our town of Caracari, where we were anyways, for a number of years." But he did say on the international news that, well... And, you know, he sought for, well, is my son still alive anyways? The book of Psalms right here says these words, "I can declare unto you, come and hear all ye that fear God," in verse number 16, "and I will declare what he hath done for my soul." There was a song years ago that said these words, "I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. I'll tell the world that he's my Savior." And you know one thing about it, folks, that we are his witnesses. The day that you accept Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, we are his witnesses. You are his witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you may be, whether going to Honduras or with to Brazil or going to Michigan or to Canada or staying here in the state of Ohio, wherever we may go. And over all these years, every now and then, we'll go to the city where downtown Boa Vista, and somebody will yell out their name, "Pastor Bill and Dona Sidon." And I'm looking at all these people. It could be hundreds and hundreds. Somebody said my name anyways. But, you know, we've been there for a number of years there in our state of Roraima and Amazonas, over 51 years. And so people have sought us. They have prayed for us. And there's people here in the States as well as Brazil. Bill and Sharon, there's not a day that passes that we don't lift your name up in prayer, that God will bless you and protect you and give you souls for your labor. Well, we are witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ the moment we are saved. It's not like Andrew bringing Peter to the Lord, or the woman of Samaria going out and telling what happened to her, and she brought people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we can see that one thing. Are you willing to declare what he has done for your soul? Well, we need to go wherever we may be. And like the psalmist says, we can also tell other people what he has done for me. We were traveling on the road to Manaus, and it was 500 miles, and we have to go through the Indian reservation. And all you have to do is just give your driver's license and some other document, and that's it, and then continue on anyways. And when they saw Pastor Ben Dona Saron, the guy, the policeman, said this, "You just let Pastor Bill, don't let him fill out any papers at all. He's all right. He's pastor of the Bible Baptist Church there in Caracari." So he just told me, "Go on around everybody else and continue on your journey." I said, "Thank you very much." Now, he didn't go to our church, but he knew what we went to Caracari for is to start an independent Baptist church and preach the Word of God. And you know, that's what it's all about. Wherever we may go, that you're his witnesses. I'm the witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. But also there's another thing. We are his witnesses, not since the day we were saved, but also we have that witness of that inward fire. Now we can go and do likewise. Someone told us about the Lord Jesus Christ. And what the psalmist says, now let's go and tell that to somebody else. And you'll never know what it is. Like kind of like what the woman there, we went into the jungle there from Caracari about 100 miles away, and we'll go there on a Thursday once a month, and a Friday, and Saturday, come back on Saturday. And Sharon and I was talking the other day. Do you realize if something happened to us, there was no walkie-talkies back in those days. There was no satellite dishes. There was no cell phones. But we knew that's where the Lord would have us to be. And to go into the jungles there because somebody invited us to give them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out of our domain and go to where they are. And I say, if you can just provide a place for us to hang our hammocks and be there. And they fed us anyways. And one of the things, Pastor, I said, you don't owe us no money. We don't accept no money. But what did he give us? He gave us a stalk of banana. And I counted this, how many bananas was on that stalk? Over 400 bananas. And I couldn't even pick it up. I asked him to help him pick it up and put it in our car anyways back in those days. Being there, going where God would have us to go and be that witness for him, even into the jungles of the northern Brazil. Well, we're his witnesses since we've been saved, and we're his witnesses now. Now we can go and do likewise. And our name might be synonymous with some of the other ones. We might go to Caracari, and we went to Nova Down, which we hadn't been there for almost 10 years. And we've been there a couple years ago. We went there, and I rented a van to take Sharon and I and a Brazilian pastor to Nova Down. You don't have to go by boat anymore. You can go by asphalt, and it takes about 4 to 5 hours to get there. And the pastor said this. He said, Pastor Bill, are you hungry? Yeah, it's afternoon time. It's time to eat. So we went to this little, how would I say? Not Burger King, but something like that anyways, okay? And okay, what do you have there? They have a Coca-Cola there anyways. So Sharon says, what do you have to offer? Well, they had chicken on a stick that was on an open fire. No, we don't want that. What's the other thing we have? We have beef and little pieces of beef on, and it was cooked on an open fire. And then there was a paca. And when Sharon said, paca, yes, we want that. You have no idea what that is. And it's a poor translation. It's not what I'm going to say, but that's what they translated. It was jungle rat anyways. But nothing like it. I don't even know if it's like a woodchuck or anyways. But Sharon said, we'll take that. So Sharon said, and look, it even got some hairs on it anyway. Oh, well, it was already cooked anyways, and he was dead anyways, and we did eat him anyways, so. But we went to Novi Down with 500 people. That's counting everybody. That's including Sharon and I. And now today, that city has 30,000 people in it. And now this past year, they bought land across town and to start a new congregation. And that's what it's all about, folks, anyways, being witnesses. And we went back to see them, and some of the people did see us. They remember, there's Pastor Bill. And when the person that gave us that paca, that meat, anyways, are you sure that they're the ones that was here in 1975, anyways. That was before I was born, the lady said, anyways. But we went there to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And some people say baptized, now called to preach. Out of that church, three young men have been called to preach or even to surrender to the ministry and to continue on with the work of God. Well, that's what it's all about, folks. Wherever the Lord may take us, be that shining light for him. And by the way, even though you might be that shining light and you're only one, but one with every one of us together will make that beaming light, getting the gospel out, starting here in Bryan, Ohio, going to Ohio as a whole, going to other areas like Michigan, or even to the islands of the sea. We can all work together for the cause of Christ, because not only he has saved us, but because we can also tell what he has done for our souls as well. And then there's one more thing, and I'll finish tonight. Well, what else do we? We are his witnesses. When we leave our houses on Wednesdays or Sunday mornings or Sunday nights, special meetings, and come and sit in the house of God to feast on the His Word. There was a song years ago that says, "Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine." And we can feast here as in God's Word, prepare our hearts, prepare our families for the work that He has for us during the week. And you'll never know that someone's going to come up and visit you and also say, "Hey, I remember you of years ago." Well, because we're His witnesses and we have that shining light, let's continue on. And we want to say thank you very much for what you have done for us over these many years. But if you've never trusted the Savior, Do so tonight. Ask him to save your soul. If you never asked the Lord, Lord, here's my life. You take me and use me as I am. Dedicate your life to him. And then also, if you're like my wife and I, we're getting up in age. And Sharon said the other day, he said, you know, when we went to Brazil, those people at 70 years old were old anyways. And now we're at 70 years of age anyways. And so we may be getting along a little slower than the other ones, but we saw one thing about it. When I had COVID, Pastor, and the one thing they asked me, Pastor Bill, what do you yearn for? The day that I can get back into church and sing the songs of Zion, hear the word of God. It's not bad to hear it on the smartphone that we had down there, but it's another thing to leave our houses and come into God's house and feast on the word of God. It's just something about sitting with other people there around us, knowing that they prayed for us, they prayed for you, for your situation, for my situation, and we'll continue to be his witnesses until he comes again. And that day may be shorter than you think. Let's pause in one word of prayer, then I'll ask the pastor to come. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for what you have allowed us to do. Thank you for you allowing us to be a part of your witnesses. You have chosen us to do likewise. Now, Lord, use us and take us, and dear Lord, give us more people that we can win to Christ, not only here at home, but around the world as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.